Well, folks, we're going to take a little road trip here, and Pinot Noir is in the hearts of two gentlemen sitting in this room, myself and Mr. James Hall, who is the winemaker for Patson Hall. Now, we're headed towards the Sonoma Coast, and one of the great vineyards that you work with, we're headed towards the Jenkins Ranch. Now, we have a bottle of 2010. We're obviously going to wait till we get there to open this and have some lunch there. Tell us about this vineyard and where we're going.
Well, Jenkins family homestead here is southwest of Sebastopol, near a small little hamlet called Freestone. It's very close to the Petaluma Gap, which is the principal way the cold air comes off the Pacific Ocean and cools the entire Russian River. So as you move closer to that gap, the vineyards tend to take on a much colder climate. Frankly, this wine reminds me a little bit of something that you might get either on the very, very far Sonoma coast or maybe even very far north. And it's owned by a great old family. It used to be an apple orchard, and it's also farmed by Charlie Chenoweth, who is an absolute genius viticulturist. So all the variables are in place here to make a great wine.
And we really have to say that when you get to the Sonoma coast, it's huge, and that is actually the southernmost part of the Sonoma coast.
Well, not the southernmost part, but one of the vineyards closest to the ocean. So the Sonoma coast is unusual in that it goes north to south, basically from the Mendocino border all the way to the Napa County line in Carneros. So this is really defined more by its cold region inside Russian River. This is one of the coldest areas inside Russian River.
Now, we have talked about 09, the vintage, quite a bit, and this is a very different vintage.
Well, this is 2010, and 2010 was another in a series of cool vintages, of which we've had several since 2007. Starting to think that there's something to that old farmer adage of seven-year trends, so maybe we're going to have a series of cold vintages till 2014. We'll see, but this was a very cool summer, very gray, lots of fog. Of course, when you put a vineyard close to one of the coldest parts of Russian River, and then you lay another cold vintage on top of it, you have a wine that really shows a lot of dynamic tension, a lot of acidity, focus. But this site has a really unusual richness and character to it for such a cold site.
And I bet this wine made you work very hard, that vintage. There was a lot of extra passion put into this wine because of the weather.
Well, my philosophy is work till you're absolutely dead tired in the vineyard, and you will love it in the winery. If you're working hard in the winery, you didn't work hard enough in the vineyard. And this wine took a lot of work in the vineyard. We did a lot of thinning, a lot of leaf removal. It was a real pain, to be absolutely honest. But once it got into the winery, my philosophy is do as little as possible. If you interfere with winemaking, you destroy terroir, you destroy the uniqueness of a vineyard. It's about the little things that you don't do, in many cases, that make a wine great.
This is a wine of passion here, folks. This is Patson Hall Jenkins Ranch 2010, and we are going to enjoy this with this beautiful dish that just came to the table. At least I am. Are you hungry? Are you not hungry?
Oh, I'm really hungry.
Well, folks, we've enjoyed a few courses, and a main course just came to the table here, and Chef Ruben Gomez is sitting here, and we are having an amazing time here. Well, we have our work cut out for us here. Another dish on the table, and you brought two orders over. You're a smart man.
Yeah, well, this is our roasted airline breast. It's a Petaluma chicken breast. We do something different here. What we do is we'll marinate it in herbs and olive oil, a little salt and pepper. Then we'll go ahead and, instead of actually just grilling it or roasting in a pan from there, we roll it in and breadcrumbs. We start it on the grill. We get a nice smoke on the breadcrumbs. Once we do that, we'll go ahead and finish it in the oven until it's nice and juicy. As you can see here, it's served with some really nice farro pilaf. That's like a wheat berry, real nice with a little bit of shallot and garlic, a little bit of chicken stock. And then we finish that dish with some sugar peas, some pearl onions, some turnips, and some radishes. The turnips and the radishes go really nicely with the dish because they give you some nice earthiness, and it's something a little different that you might not get anywhere else. Once again, looking toward fresh produce to try to get, you know, those flavors of Sonoma County.
Amazing. And Pinot Noir, and I love red wine and chicken, and this one really brings out the earthiness of the produce also.
Yeah, it's always really nice to have the benefit of that, and, you know, getting to work at a winery and in a restaurant, I mean, it's like a chef's dream, you know. So I'm really blessed to be able to have a chance to be here. So,
all right. Well, Chef and I are going to enjoy this dish, and we'll now tell you about another wine. And it's time for great food and wine here. And Chef and I have our work cut out for us. Thank you, sir.
Eat up, Doc. Here you go, man.